You know, we appreciate y'all coming down to hear us. And we're happy to be back at the Birchmere. Legendary place here. We're always happy to come back here. Let's see, we'll do a number from the Dog 90 CD. It's a dated CD. We're getting ready for Dog 2000 anyway. Or Y2K9. This is a little thing called Dog Days. Thank you. there's a lot of bluegrass lovers here. And of course, bluegrass is the reason that I got interested in the mandolin, and also the reason I started writing mandolin tunes. So I like to play the very first mandolin tune I ever wrote, trying to be a bluegrass mandolin player. Actually, apropos of that subject, I should mention a fairly recent CD release called the Bluegrass Mandolin Extravaganza. It's a double CD featuring eight of the finest bluegrass mandolin players. Bobby Osborne, Jesse McReynolds, Sam Bush, Ricky Skaggs, Frank Wakefield, Buck White, Ronnie McCurry, and myself. We've got a few copies if you'd like to have one. Anyhow, this is a little tune called Cedar Hill. Thank you. mic calm down a little bit. You might like this. Thing called Gypsy Nights.
Thank you.
Garcia Grisman repertoire. Actually, I should introduce the members of the band. They've never met each other before. This group has been with me longer than any other group, both individually and collectively. Our bassist has been in the group now for 14 years. Woo! He comes from Pacifica, California. Please welcome on acoustic upright string bass, James Kerwin. Next fellow over there, he's crawling into his little tool chest there. He plays a myriad of instruments. In fact, there's virtually no instrument that he doesn't play or won't attempt to play. In fact, he'll turn any common household object into a musical, including violin, mandolin, percussion, body parts, tenor banjos, tenor guitars, tenor anythings. And he's got a wonderful CD out of his own called Camp Town. Really fun disc. You should pick one up if you don't have one already. And he's just about in his 10th year. I believe he's crossed the 10th. In fact, which means that he gets either his choice of a keychain or a refrigerator magnet. I know it's a tough decision, but. He's gonna get it real soon. Anyhow, he hails from Dixon, California, slightly below the Mason line. Please welcome Joe Craven. Next fellow over here plays the flute and bass flute, occasional lemon. Out there, a musical one. He's also been in the band just about 10 years, which qualifies him for his choice of a refrigerator magnet. Well, I'm hoping it'll work out. I hope it'll work out for you guys. Yeah. Anyhow, he hails from San Anselmo, California. Please welcome, he's got a CD out of his own called Flute Jazz, which I helped him produce. If you like jazz or flute or him, you'll want this CD. Please welcome Mr. Flute Jazz himself, Matt Echol. Member of the group. He's been in the band 6 years. That's actually longer than any other guitar player has survived. He comes from the bluegrass hills of Cordoba, Argentina. He has two CDs out. One is called Solos from South America, beautiful, sensuous, romantic solo guitar music. And his latest is called Latin Touch, which he certainly has got the Latin touch. And I should add that no bedroom should be without either of these CDs. The man we call El Magnifico, Enrique Coria. Enrique to kick off the Grateful Dog here. first recording of dog music back in 1976. A thing called pneumonia. Thank you. Do one more for you right now and take a little break, and then we'll come back and do a bunch more. Check out the CD counter. There's a new release on acoustic disc called Retrograss, a new genre of music which puts music back in time. Features John Hartford, Mike Seeger, and myself. We're the uncles of Retrograss. We do tunes like sitting on the dock of the bay in the style of Jimmy Rogers, or you ain't nothing but a hound dog in the style of Charlie Poole and the North Carolina Ramblers. Or, it's pretty interesting. We do Rocky Top with three chords. This is one of those older dog tunes, been around for a long time, Opus 38.
Thank you. EMD.
Well, I heard somebody call Sweet Georgia Brown.
Yeah.
We won't play Sweet Georgia Brown. I mean, we could. We got a new swing tune that's kind of in that bag, a little bit of that swing bag. Of course, Sweet Georgia Brown, I think that goes back further than swing, but whatever. But we need to practice a couple of new tunes, so we'll try this one out on you. I'm not sure if this has a name yet, but we'll give it a whirl. Thank you. piece of music I wrote for a project called Tone Poems that I recorded with Tony Rice. Actually, there's a Tone Poems Volume 2 that I did with the great Scottish guitarist Martin Taylor. And I'm happy to announce there's going to be a Tone Poems Volume 3 coming out early next year, featuring Bob Brosman and the district's own Mike Aldridge and myself. You can guess what kind of instruments are on that one. But this one is called the Mill Valley Waltz. having a request. Well, we had several just now. One that stuck out in my mind was sativa. Dedicate this to my favorite plant.
Thank you. Thank you.
always a chance. But not now. Of course, now is a very temporary state. See, we'll do another new piece. This is a little cha-cha thing. Good, we do too. This is the dog cha-cha. Or the chihuahua.
Thank you.
good idea, in fact. We're real glad we could kick off our little tour here at the Birchmere. I just wanted to come out this evening and check us out on thedognet.com. You can sign our mailing list, get on our mailing list. It's a little red book out there. Put your name and address in there and you'll be bombarded with acoustic paraphernalia. Anyhow, this is a little piece we're getting ready to record. I've dedicated this to the memory of my good friend Charles Sawtelle, who passed away earlier this year. Charles was a great man and a great friend and a great picker. And we'll miss him, and we'll also miss Slade, which is the title of this piece. So y'all drive careful on the way home, and we'll be in Wilmington, Delaware tomorrow evening, and then we're going to Penn State, I believe, on Friday night, and then we're going to Poughkeepsie, New York on Saturday night. So we'll be playing different material every night, so just come follow us around. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Be seated.
We're going to wait for her to have a seat, and we'll get right to you. Hi. You have a seat, too. We don't want to leave you out. People, where are you going back there? Really leave you unless all of y'all going to go to the bathroom together. Safety in numbers, I guess. My name's Fern Rickard, ladies and gentlemen. Actually, I used to be a Rickard. Now I'm an Inlay. Fern Inlay. Little bluegrass humor there for you. From the Inlay family. And probably wondering what I'm doing standing here talking to you. Well, it's quite simple. You see, we're going to play some bluegrass for you here. That's right, and a yee howdy. Can we get a howdy from everybody? Very nice, thank you. You know, I haven't done this by myself. I've picked bluegrass for about 58 years now with a partner of mine. He plays a good five wire. That's right. And bluegrass has been good to him. Been relatively good to the both of us, and we're mighty pleased and proud to get up here and play some good mountain music for y'all. We're going to play in the style that Bill Monroe, Lester Flatt, Earl Scruggs, the Stanley Brothers played it. At least we'll try to do our best to give it some respect that it deserves. I'd like to introduce my partner to you right now. He's one of the best in the business that I've had the pleasure of working with. And, I'd like to bring him out right now. Would you please make welcome Mr. Curly Ray Maple on a five-string banjo right here. Mr. Curly Ray Maple! Yes, sir!
Thank you so much, friends and neighbors. Thank you so much. Thank you, Fern. That's Fern Inlay on the mandolin there. Yeah, he comes from a long line of Inlays. Starting with his mom, Pearl Inlay. Of course, her mother was, she's basically known as Mother of Pearl. I just kindly picked the five and collect the check, if you know what I mean. We turn the stage back over to my good friend, Fern Inlay.
Thank you all so much. Thank you. Mr. Curly Ray Maple, ladies and gentlemen.
Now, folks, you know, we were playing bluegrass for a good number of years as a duo. We decided to step up to the big money and get ourselves a full-blown band. I'd like to introduce the boys to you right now. Our guitar player comes from, well, ladies and gentlemen, he comes from way down south.
I mean way down south.
If you kindly catch my meaning, and matter of fact, he lives so far down south that, well, they speak that Espanoli down there. They don't even speak English, and but he's been learning to speak it. He's been doing real good now. He's been learning that Berlitz thing there, and he sticks it in the Winnebago. He's been working on it for about 2 weeks. He sounds real good. Please make welcome Mr. Bobby Hostler on the Martin-style guitar with all six strings tuned up real good on it. There he is. Bobby, why don't you say a few words in Espanoli there to the folks? See what. How about that? He sounds like the real thing, don't he? Oh. All right. I'm sorry, it must have been that burrito I ate. I'd like to bring out our fiddle player now. He plays fiddle. It looks, smells, sounds like nothing you've ever heard before, folks. And, well, we'll just bring him on out right now. Would you please make welcome Mr. Smiley Perkins on the fiddle? Come on out here, Smiley!
Yes, sir!
You know, folks, how you doing there, Smiley? Since we've been out traveling the highways and byways, Smiley's discovered Starbucks. He gets one of them there triple lattes before the set. I'll tell you. Woo, man. All right. Well, let's bring out our bass player. Got to have a good doghouse bass player in the band. And this gentleman comes from a long line of Boyles. His grandpappy Lance Boyles was the original bass player. Would you please bring out his grandson, the great Chick Boyles on upright bass. Chick, come on out here now. I love show business. All righty, folks. Let's make some good old mountain music. How about it, Curly?
Can't play it, we can. That's just the way I look at it, friend. feel an old man on the way. On an end of the way. Like an old dog on a string, he's just old man.